Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Mimi Chaika-Graminski is a visual artist who works in a variety of media. She holds a BFA from Bard College, and her work has been widely shown in galleries, museums, and has been purchased from many private collections. Currently, Hammond Museum in Japanese Stroll Garden in North Salem, New York, is featuring an exhibition of her work, but they are closed for the pandemic. We wanted to make sure that Mimi got some attention where attention is due right now, and she joins us. Mimi, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much, Sarah. And I also just wanted to mention that my work is just one of, I'm actually in a group show at the Hammond Museum.
Gotcha.
So it's not just a solo show with my work, but they have a virtual show happening each month. And I was included in two different months of their virtual exhibit.
That must have been fantastic to get that featuring when you weren't expecting anything maybe to happen with it.
Exactly. It was really exciting. The curator, Bibiana Wang Thais, got this idea to try to get an exhibit, and I applied for it and was able to get in a few of my pieces that I had actually been working on during the pandemic. So it was really nice with everything closed, especially earlier in the year, to have work actually out there and seen and in an international exhibit. Because so many people from outside of our country were also in the exhibit, as well as regional artists.
So you have been able to work during COVID. Some yes. Creatives are and some aren't.
Yes. I've been really lucky because I have a studio at home and I've really just been creating like crazy. I've been really lucky. I know some of my colleagues have kind of stymied with this whole crisis, but I've been really lucky because I've just been working, exploring new media, working outside, working in the studio. It's been a really, really productive time for me.
I would think that for some writers and artists, a reason they mightn't be able to work right now, there's of course the physical limitations, but there's also the uncertainty and the anxiety. But you are able to work. Does working alleviate the uncertainty and anxiety for you? Does focusing on the art help you deal with a crazy world?
Yeah, I definitely feel like doing my work has a real therapeutic quality at times. At times it can be difficult, but most often, especially lately, I find that really delving into a particular project or drawing or painting, I can really kind of lose myself in it. And it oftentimes has a meditative quality. So after I completed the work, I often feel like I've kind of taken this really nice short little respite from the world.
Yeah. Tell me about, I know you work with possibly countless media in creating your art, but tell me about some of your favorite things to work with.
Well, most recently, I've been working outdoors. We had several trees come down during the storm in the spring, and the cut logs were kind of laying all over, and I have oftentimes collected a lot of different materials, and somehow I had the idea to combine my lace collection with all of the logs that were felled all over our yard. And so I've been doing stencils of the lace onto the logs.
Oh, wow.
And that's been a really exciting project for me. One reason I love it is because I'm able to be outside, and I love combining delicate things with very durable, large, heavy things. I kind of like that kind of contrast between the two sometimes seemingly disparate qualities.
You said lace collection. Do you collect lace or have you made lace?
Oh, no, I don't make lace.
Okay.
I've collected lace. Yeah, I've collected lace from a lot of different places. I have a friend who's from India, so I have she's lent me lace that her mother in India had crocheted and tatted over the years. And then I have lace that I collected from a friend who had it from her childhood in Tennessee. And so I've collected it from all different sources.
I am looking at your Instagram feed, which is Mimi Graminski is the username on Instagram, and looking at some of the logs you've mentioned, there's a pile of firewood in one of them with the lace stencils on the ends of big logs that to fit into a fireplace, it looks to me, if I'm judging the scale right, they would need to be split. But of course, it's art now, and that's not what we're doing.
Right, right.
It's absolutely right. Beautiful. And as I grew up with wood heat, so I'm taxingly familiar with the chopping and stacking of firewood. I wish I had thought to decorate it on occasion. It looks absolutely gorgeous.
That's funny. Yeah, I really it was kind of interesting because I really felt like I was kind of honoring the trees and their lives, as well as honoring the lace makers who created the lace. And I like to kind of pay homage to other things that have come before me.
Absolutely. I mean, it's stunning, really beautiful work. What else are you finding outside to make art with?
I've also been collecting leaves. Already here in Dutchess County, there's been trees that have already dropping a few of their leaves. It's been so dry here. Mm. So I've been collecting leaves that I've been finding just on my walks. And a lot of them are leaves that have little tiny holes. And I've been told that that's from those beetles, those Japanese beetles.
Right.
And so I've been collecting those leaves. And then you might be able to see on my Instagram feed, I've been creating videos of those leaves pinned to a board and then quivering in the wind. To me, a kind of a magical quality to the wind of having an effect on the leaves, and the leaves create a shadow on the board that they're pinned onto. And then all of the little holes that are from some type of insect kind of add to the richness of the whole piece.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. You mm-hmm. have, of course, been a artist longer than you've been on Instagram, but you appear to have embraced it readily. What does being on Instagram lend to your practice, if anything? Does that frequent feedback help, or do you like it?
Oh, that's a great question, Sarah. Yeah, it's been interesting for me to get on Instagram. And one of the really nice things about social media, although I have to say there's a lot of things that are challenging.
Absolutely.
One of the nice things is, especially during COVID, is the ability to connect with other artists. And that's been really a pleasure to be in touch with artists from around the world, as well as, you know, local colleagues and friends that I already know, but during COVID wasn't necessarily able to connect with. So that's been really a pleasure to connect with people. And then also, it's been fun to just, you know, put different things up, things that I'm experimenting with, and just see what people's reactions are. And it's been an interesting way to kind of get my work out there.
How did you decide, if there was a moment as concrete as that, to become a multidisciplinary artist? How did you know you'd pursue this throughout your lifetime?
That's an interesting question also. As a child, I always loved making things with my hands. I loved making something where there was nothing before. And I've always liked working with my hands. And so I felt like I was an artist from a young age. And then continued to pursue it professionally after going to college. I actually went originally to the College of St. Rose and got a degree in international studies, and then went on to Bard College and got a degree in studio art. And I always say that the media doesn't matter as much as the idea. The idea is there. And then whatever I can do to fulfill that idea, that's where the media comes into it. So that's sort of one aspect of that. And then the other aspect is that I often gain inspiration from the materials themselves, things that I find, like, as I mentioned, the logs mm-hmm. and the lace and putting them together. So I often get inspiration from the materials. So I collect a lot of different materials. I just find that I have inspiration from so many different places. I've recently started working on watercolors, which I've never done before, but that's been a really fun, and again, meditative practice to kind of just keep my hands moving and keep my brain focused on creating something.
I have on occasion been lucky enough to visit studios for working artists. I know there's also all over the region, like open studio days where the public, not right now, but where the public can see an artist's working space. If you are often finding items you're inspired by, do you have an organized cataloging system or piles of stuff all over or something in the middle?
Kind of something in the middle. I have a separate studio, separate from my house, right on the same property. It's actually a pretty good sized studio, so I'm able to really store and keep everything organized there. Although I try to be as organized as possible and keep everything labeled, but oftentimes I would just rather create than do the actual work of organizing.
Of course, it's like when you get out all your Legos as a kid and you decide you're going to organize them by size and you get through about none and then start planning.
Right, exactly. So it's always kind of a balance to keep things as organized as possible that I can find them when they're, you know, requested by a collector or to be exhibited. It's a balance to keep it organized enough so I can find it and yet keep the work going when I need to.
What is your creative schedule, if there is one, with your studio on your property? You could work all the time or possibly shut it out and not go in there for a while, although it sounds like you enjoy your creation very much. When do you work? When do you not work?
Well, that is always kind of changing and evolving. I find that during these last few months, what's really working for me is to try to make sure I create at least one thing per day, even if it's just one small drawing or one small watercolor. And oftentimes I'm working on several different things at once. So my schedule does tend to change quite a bit. And I'm fortunate because I have flexibility to kind of work when I'm able to. I also do a lot of art and education programs, which of course this past spring were all canceled. So that freed up a lot of my time and gave me a lot more time in the studio. So I would have to say that I have flexibility and I really kind of enjoy that flexibility so that I can go in for hours at a time and work, or I can go in for just a few minutes and work. So that makes it a really good studio practice for me.
To learn more about Mimi Chaika-Gruminski, visit her website, mimigruminski.com. That URL will be posted along with this conversation at wamc.org/roundtable. Mimi, it's been fantastic to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and I hope that we have the chance to speak again.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.